This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. As you heard at the top of the hour news that millions and millions of chickens were killed and the price of eggs has gone up. Think about this. Here at Natural Farms, our farm in Missouri, it's never happened. And the reason it's never happened is because we don't have factory chickens. We don't raise chickens and put them in a great big chicken barn and keep them penned up for the 49 days that they're alive before they're slaughtered and sold at the supermarkets. When you raise chickens that way, they're packed in and disease is easy for them to get because they're pooping on the ground. They're all stepping in it. They can't get out. They don't get any sunlight other than the side curtains that are raised. They're under artificial light. They all drink out of the same water troughs or waterers, and they get sick. And so people put the chickens in these environments. The chickens get sick, and then they kill the chickens. It doesn't need to happen this way. If chickens were raised in a natural environment where they could walk around and eat bugs and scratch around and get some sunlight, they would do a lot better. Kind of like our chickens, kind of like Gwen's chickens, kind of like, you know, all of us who have chickens that, as instructors at USA Prepares. Our chickens don't get sick like that because they are raised naturally. Imagine that. You ought to look up, just type in to your favorite search engine these three words, millions, next word of, next word chickens, millions of chickens. And look at and click on images. You won't believe what you see. It'll look like a New York City subway or a Tokyo subway car, jam-packed, like not room for one more. That's what it looks like. That's how these chickens live. It's horrible. And people do this. Chicken farmers do this. It's inhumane. And naturally, they get diseased. Gwyneth, we're talking about something else that's inhumane, and that's rising interest rates and the squeeze it puts on people who thought that, wow, interest rates are really low. I can stretch and just barely make it with those house payments, and we'll get that new house or that used house, and we'll live the American dream. And then the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, raises the interest rates and then puts people out of reach of keeping the payments up. Because the payments have gone really, really high. As a matter of fact, it's not just that. It's car payments. People buy cars they can't afford with payments they can't afford. And Yahoo announced that monthly car payments hit a record of over $1,000 a month for a car.
Yeah.
My whole Mercedes 1996 E300D, as in diesel, no dings, no dents, no rust, perfect condition, $250,000 on it. I paid exactly $3,000 for it. 3,000. And I own the car. And if you look at the amount that people spend on mortgage notes, if you have a 30-year mortgage note and you pay monthly, that's 360 total payments. If you borrowed $100,000, your total repayment will be $193,000. The interest to borrow $100,000 is $93,000.
Yeah.
The amount you borrowed was $100,000. That's at 5%.
Yeah. You end up paying around about twice what you would have paid if you'd paid it up front. And I told my son's sister, I said, do not get a phone on a plan. They didn't listen to me. They got a phone on a plan. But I said, yes, this works for any form of financing. It's the playbook of the banks and all. Every lender has this playbook because that's how they make their money. But like, there is a way out. If you find that you're in this situation, okay, the first part, just before the top of the hour news, for the first hour, I went into the details of how the banks are all engaged in counterfeiting and fraud and money laundering, okay? And you need to make up an affidavit that alleges that and state that you are not going to continue making payments because they are engaged in criminal behavior and you're not going to pay into a criminal cartel, basically. And then it's up to them to disprove that affidavit. And they can't because that's the truth. Okay? What else you need to put in that affidavit is you need to require in that affidavit that they produce the original mortgage note that was signed off on by a judge on the day that that mortgage was issued to you, and not a digital copy, not a physical copy, the original mortgage note needs to be produced by the bank. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One of them is, if they cannot produce the original mortgage note, the whole mortgage is null and void. That is the get out of jail free card for everybody who has a mortgage, because I will tell you what they do to all the paperwork. The banks, every mortgage that they issue, as soon as the mortgage is finalized and that counterfeit money is deposited, like I say, that counterfeit currency is deposited into your bank account, I'll tell you what they do to all the paperwork associated with that mortgage. They shred it. Whole companies that have a business of shredding bankers' paperwork. They do not warehouse it. They don't have it. And if you ever require them to produce the original mortgage note, they will not be able to do it. And if they can't do it, you don't have a mortgage. You're home and home. But you have to make up an affidavit alleging this other stuff. Like I said, this is not legal advice. This is education. This is lifting the bonnet on how the banking system operates. Okay? And looking under the hood. And it's a stinking jalopy. It's a bad vehicle. You know, it's a corrupt vehicle. And it's spewing noxious gases, you know, is what it's doing. And it's And unless people get a clue and start standing up to these wicked bankers, and what they're doing is pure evil. Pure evil. They're destroying lives. People are killing themselves because of this, because they're losing their homes. And they're having heart attacks and strokes, and they're dying from the stress of it. These bankers are murderers. They're murdering people. You know, with what they're doing. How can they sleep at night? How can they look at their wife and their family and their big nice house, knowing how many lives have been destroyed to fund that big house for themselves? How dare you? How dare you, Mr. Banker? How can you even sleep at night, knowing how many lives you've deliberately, willfully destroyed with your fraud, your corruption, and your counterfeiting, and your strong-arm tactics, and buying into people's ignorance? And I've been going through case study after case study, watching documentaries on this, and they're issuing mortgages to people who are functionally illiterate. They can scarcely add and read and write. And the banks are issuing these people with mortgages. What? I'm speechless. When I heard this guy say in this documentary, and it was a real person. He had a real family, and he bought this home. But he admitted that he spent most of his school life as the school bully, didn't pay attention in class, and never really learned how to read and write properly.
We've got Lee in Ohio. Lee in Ohio is on with us. Lee, we've got Lee in Ohio calling in. Welcome, Lee.
Hello to both of you. Hey, question about opening up an account, or basically you call a credit card. How would, I don't know if you ever heard, but how would you go about opening up one for Rocky Malone or whatever, you know what I mean? Something so basic as walking in to a bank. I mean, do you start off with a Rocky, or, I mean, how would you go about opening up a credit card?
You're talking about an in-person checking, savings, and loan account, or at a local branch, or are you talking about a credit card?
I was thinking credit cards first.
Credit cards can typically be opened with a phone call, and information is known all about you. Okay? They know who you are. If you provide your social security number, your date of birth, where you live, they already know about you. And if you now, sometimes you can go into your local branch bank office and say, I'm Joe Doakes, and I'd like to get a credit card. And they've got a form for you to fill out. They'll fill it out, and they submit it to the issuer, okay? And the credit card issuer would be, like First Chicago or Bank of New York or Chase Manhattan. I'm using old names. It'd be something like that. And they would do the investigation, and there are three major credit rating companies, and they know all about you. And if your credit score is high enough, they'll issue you a credit card. And there's an algorithm to determine what you are credit worthy of in terms of an amount. But in terms of what I did, I'll tell you what I did when we come back in two scenarios.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, the call screen is really lit up today. Gwyneth, I don't know what you did, but you done did it. So, Lee, to give you a couple scenarios. When I was a student back in the 1970s, I wanted a credit card, and I did not have a job. I was a university student. So I went to the bank. It's actually Key Bank, K-E-Y Bank. And I said, I'd like to get a credit card. And they said, okay, fill out this application. And of course, you have to have a job. And I said, I don't have a job. And they said, well, we can't give you a credit card. And I said, well, how about this? How about if I put $300 deposit in a savings account with you, and I don't touch that. You hold that. And then you issue me a credit card in the amount with a credit limit of $300. So if anything goes wrong, you have my $300, and I can use a credit card. They said, wow, well, that's a new one. And they said, okay, let's try it. So I got a credit card. I think it was a MasterCard. With a $300 credit limit, and the reason I did that was because I wanted the float, I wanted the grace period, I wanted the 30-day free money, or free digits, or free currency, so I could charge, build a credit history, and use their currency for 30 days before I had to pay for it, and I always paid for it, paid the statement at when it was due. And I never incurred fees or interest or penalties. So that's how I started that. Next thing is when I moved to Missouri, I opened a savings account and a checking account. And actually I opened several savings accounts and checking accounts with one particular bank. And I liked them. And they said, okay, so what name would you like? These are banks.
Are they small banks?
Yes, small banks. And I like small banks. Okay. That's the way to go.
Me too.
So I opened up a checking and savings accounts, and they asked things like, what will start the check, the first check with number 101? And I said, well, actually, I really don't want it to start with 101. I'd like it to start with 8701, for example, 8701. Because when you start a checking account and you hand someone a check that's number 101, they go, this is a brand new checking account. I don't think this check's any good. Okay? So I wanted it to seem like I had written checks for years. And they asked me, like, what kind of a name would you like on this, on these checks? Now, I could have put Vincent Finelli, but I didn't. I put a made-up name on my checks. So, for example,
okay.
A name of a farm. A name of a farm. Okay? Or I put V for Vincent, space A-N-D, and V and, and I picked a letter for my wife. So the checks could be, let's say, V and Z. V, space, A-N-D, space, Z. You can do that. And so when I've written checks to people and they say the equivalent of, and V and Z is made up. But when I've handed them checks with the starting number of 8701, nobody questioned it. Nobody.
Yeah.
Then most checks come in blue. I don't want blue checks. So I got yellow checks and green checks. Just plain checks, no animals, no, you know, no zoo animals, no cats, no dogs, no sailing ships, just the safety paper, you know, green and yellow. That's another story. Next story is I went to another bank and I said, you know, I'm banking with the guys right down the road from you. And we have a great relationship. But I'm thinking maybe I ought to have another banking relationship. So I'd like to open a savings account. So I met with the vice president of the bank. Mrs. Finelli and I were there. And they asked me all kinds of questions. They had me fill out all kinds of forms. And then they handed me the form that said, where did you previously live, bank accounts, things like that. And I said, well, I'm talking about just opening a savings account. I'm not asking you to lend me any digits or currency. I just want to open an account where I'm entrusting you with my currency. So the risk is not getting my currency back. So I'm not going to tell you all this other information about where I grew up and what animals I had and my neighbors and my previous jobs and previous income. I'm just opening a savings account. They said, well, we have to know our customers. I said, okay, I understand that. And I took this stack of paper and I tore it in half and I left. So you don't have to do that either. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The revelation that top-secret documents were found in President Biden's possession comes as a surprise to the big guy. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night says Biden's top-secret documents contain papers on Ukraine, where Biden demanded an investigator in that country be fired for investigating his son's position at the board of a major energy company based in Kyiv.
That Joe Biden had that were classified, some of them pertained to Ukraine. I mean, there's so many questions here. Normally, the mainstream media served as a check and balance on corruption in the past. past with past presidents, but they've turned a blind eye.
California storms are set to refocus across Northern California today as heavy rains continue across much of the state, filling up reservoirs north and south. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the death toll from weeks of storms is 17. The U.S. military has dropped its COVID-19 vaccine requirement, but will still offer the shot. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fox. It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So here's another component to the question that you've asked me. And it relates to a credit card. So Sam's Club back in the 1990s had a promotion where you could apply for their credit card, free credit card, no annual fee, and get 2% back on your purchases. And at that time, I had loaded a washing machine and a dryer and a whole bunch of things for the farm and for one of our tenants. So I was going to spend about $1,000 or so. And I thought, I saw the sign, 2% back. So it'd be crazy for me not to apply right then and there. And they said they had an answer right away. So I applied for that credit card. I left all of my purchases on the flat cart. And I came back about a half hour later, and they asked I filled out this form, like your name, your Social Security number, your annual income. So I put down $11,000 for my annual income. That was not my annual income. It was way, way lower than my actual income. My income was much, much higher than that. But I put $11,000. Just I wanted to see. So I came back and I said, "Has my credit card application been processed?" And the gal said, "Yeah, I checked it twice. I checked it twice." And she said, "You got approved." I said, "Well, that's great." And she said, "You know, they gave you an $11,000 credit line or credit limit." And I said, "Really? $11,000 credit limit? And I only make $11,000 a year? Is that typical? Is that normal? She said, "No, I've never seen that before. That's why I ran it through twice, three times, because they've never seen anything like that." What I'm telling you, Lee, in Ohio, is they know. You can put whatever you want, and they'll either call you a liar for, you know, exaggerating your income, or they'll approve it. They know. They know. So what happened next was I was working with this gal. She had a government job. And I mentioned to her that I went to Sam's Club and I applied for the credit card. She said, "Yeah, I did too. I applied for it too." And she said, "So did you get approved?" And I said, Yeah, I got approved." She said, "I got approved for $800. Now, this gal and her husband were making about $100,000 a year. And they got approved for $800. And I was saying, you know, kind of smiling when I said it, that I made $11,000 a year, and they approved me for $11,000 credit limit. What I'm telling you, Lee, is they know. The bottom line is you have to be careful how much money you borrow, and you have to be careful how currency and how well you repay it. That's what you need to do. Now, if you have lots of traffic accidents, you are going to be paying a higher interest rate. There's no question about it. If you don't make your payments in time, you're going to be paying more as an interest rate for your credit cards. It's all tied together. They know, and it's getting worse.
Vincent, how does that work with, you know, writing a check person at the register? I mean, if you mail off a check, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a different name, but, you know, a lot of times they'll ask you for an ID. Does it ever affect you, or have you done that?
Sure. But you have to realize that I'm sometimes I'm a little hard to handle, right? So that's happened. When we lived in Virginia, we used to go to the Roman Catholic Church every Sunday. My parents and I would go with our children and my wife. And we'd all go and go to Mass, and right after Mass, we'd stop at the supermarket every week, every Sunday, and I would write them a check. And then one day they said, ID. And I said, "Have you ever had a problem with me before?" And they said, "Well, we need to see your ID." And I said, "I'm not doing it. I am not going to prove who I am to write you a check. I come here every single week on Sunday. Y'all see me here. I'm not doing it." And I said, "I'll tell you what, why don't you get the manager?" The manager came over and said, "Look, I've seen you here." I said, "Let's go look at your file of bad checks. And let's see if you see any yellow checks in there that are bad, because that's what this is. It's a yellow check." He said, "We don't have any bad checks from you." And I said, "Okay, so here's the thing. I will continue shopping here, but I am not going to prove that I'm not a deadbeat. I'm not a criminal. I don't forge checks, and I don't write checks I can't cover. So if you will write me a note that says I don't need to provide an ID, I'll keep shopping here. If not, we're done today. And by the way, these deli items, I don't buy deli items anymore, but I used to. You can put the salami and you can put the ham and you can put the turkey that you just sliced for me that are in these bags. You can put it back." And what they did was the manager wrote me a note. So you can ask for exceptions to the ID. I don't give anybody an ID. I asked them, so when I don't go shopping anymore, but when I used to, you know, if they'd say to me, "I need to see your ID for that credit card," I go, "Do you have, you know," I play Columbo, you know that character, Columbo, I'm always confused. I would say, is there something wrong with this credit card? What, did it come up lost? Did it come up stolen? Is there fraud involved with it? No. We just need to see who you are. I go, well, if you don't have a problem with it, what's the problem? Well, we just need to, you know, make sure it's yours. Oh, well, you don't believe it's mine. So you think it's somebody else's. No, we didn't say that. And I said, okay, so what's the problem? You think it's mine, but you want me to prove it's mine? I'll tell you what. What you can do is you can put all these things back. I am not going to prove that I'm not a criminal. I'm not going to do it. And you know what they do?
That's interesting.
And the manager comes over, and manager looks at me, and he sees that, you know, I've got shoelaces, and they're tied, and my pants aren't falling down. And he looks at me, and you know, he looks like I got shaved, you know, this morning. And the manager will say, well, you know, it looks like it's okay. We don't see anything we look up his name or his account number. There's no problem there. I have a credit card in the name of a fictional person in a movie. Now, it's not Elvis Presley, but it's darn close. And I never have been challenged with anything other than that's a really neat name. As a matter of fact, this character in a television series is a famous mobster, a guy who killed, allegedly, you know, on screen, a lot of people. It would be like Al Capone. And no one has ever said, that's not your name. However, at the Olive Garden, where my mom used to go, I'd take her for a birthday, we very rarely went out to eat, but the manager came over and knelt at the table with my mom and my wife and our children there, and he knelt at the table and he said, that's a really neat name. Now, I didn't say to him, yeah, you know, I'll even tell you the name, Anthony Soprano. Have you heard of it? Okay. Anthony Soprano. And I've got the credit card right here. It says Anthony Soprano. And no one has ever said, Mr. Soprano, is that really your name? However, I did get a call by UMB Bank, and I had several cards with Anthony's name on them. And UMB called me, one of their officers, and said, I'm calling for Mr. Finelli. And I said, yeah. They said, we have a problem with one of your users on your account. I said, what's that? And I said, we don't think there's a Mr. Anthony Soprano that lives at your house. And I said, have you ever had a transaction not be paid from that user? They said, no. Is there any problem with that user on your on that account? No. So with all the charges that were made on that account, there's no problem? That's correct. So what's the problem? Well, we don't think there's such a person. Well, what happened, I think the federal government came down on UMB Bank and said, we want to make sure there's a person that's associated with each one of these cardholders. Wow. And I said, so you don't think there's a person by the name of Anthony Soprano? There's no problem with the credit card being paid in full every month. And that's a problem for you? And they said, yeah. I said, well, just close the account. All of it. Mine, my wife's, Anthony's, everybody's. Because we're not going to do business with you. So I picked up the phone right after that. I called Discover. And I said, I'd like to get another user on my account. They said, okay, what's the name? I said, well, let me spell it for you. Anthony, space, last name, Soprano. They said, okay, it'll take about a week. I said, well, thanks so much. They sent me the card.
That's interesting.
Now, this is not fraud. This is just having another user on the account. Now, let me give an example of why I say that. So let's say there is a guy, and his name is Smith, okay? And he marries a gal named Jones. And Jones has a child. So they get married, and Jones keeps his last name, his original last name of Jones. But when they got married, Smith had credit card accounts. And he called Discover and said, I'd like to have a credit card for a user on my account. and his name is Jones. Doesn't that happen all the time? Of course it does. Okay. So I've got a stack of credit cards right here, and they've got different names on them. Now, I use my real name on the air. I'm not like Michael What's-His-Name, Michael Wiener, who uses a different name. My name is Vincent Finelli. I use my real name. But I have credit cards that have other names on them. Why? Because when I travel, I don't want everybody to know who I am when I pull out my credit card. I want them to leave me alone. So that's why I have aliases, if you will. Now, if Discover calls me up and says, you know, that's a problem, okay, close all my accounts. We don't need to do business. There's never, ever, ever been a problem with me paying my bills. Never. And the reason is because I don't buy things I can't afford. I look at when I buy something, if it's $100, do I have $100 right now to pay for it? If the answer is no, I don't buy it. Would I say, well, yeah, but I might have $100 on Tuesday, you know, if that guy pays me, then I'll have it. I don't do that. If I don't have the money to pay for it, I flat out don't buy it. Never. If I don't have $3,000, I don't buy a 1996 Mercedes E300D. I don't do that. But there are plenty of people who do. Don't be one of them. So here's the answer. If you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do and don't do it. And that's not my quote. That's from Richard Allen. That's a guy who taught real estate, investing in real estate seminars. I never took his course, but I certainly remember that commercial from the 1980s. Anything else, Lee? Because we've got Greg and Herman. Excuse me?
Thank you. Bye.
Did I answer your question? I don't know. Maybe I didn't. All right, we've got Greg in Utah on and Herman. Gwyneth, do you have any comments in 5 seconds?
I think that what you're saying is a really good idea. And wasn't there a famous mob, Vinny Finelli?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is USA Prepares, and we try to give you complete answers. Maybe a little more complete than you'd like to have, but the idea is to use these case studies, and we teach by case studies, things that have happened to us, and we share the situation and what people did and what the result was. That's what we do. Greg in Utah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. And, it's not good to be in bondage from one man to another. I mean, it's in fact, there's a death sentence associated with that. So I'm not in debt. I'm not, you know, to somebody else. But let's get, you know, you guys were talking about land and things like this. So I'm going to ask just a few quick, simple questions, just a quick, simple answer. Does the supreme judges of our country have the authority to meddle in a land grant that were granted to the people? Do they have the authority to override that and overrule it and turn it upside down? Well, the simple answer is no. They don't. They don't have that kind of authority. Okay. So this is, we will talk about this Friday because it is very, very, very important. We'll spend the whole day on it.
Greg.
Go ahead. Yeah,
Greg,
go ahead.
That's where I was going to go next, but we're running out of time in this broadcast.
Yeah, there is. So I'm going to concentrate it on Friday, and I'd like you to call in if you would.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to explain here is this is how you secure your land, and they don't have the authority to meddle with land. They can only tax property. Now, if you have property on your land, that property is yours, and they don't have the authority to tax it or come and get it. So anyway, the bottom line is this is what you do. You get a certified copy of all of the signatures transferring that grant that says to your to their heirs and assigns forever, and there is no end to ever. And you have these, and if you find a spot in there where the bank had taken and there is no chain of assignment, your job is to find a relative of that person who lost that land and get a chain of assignment and their signature to you. And what title is their signature transferring it to you. That's true title. So if you purchase a vehicle from somebody and you pay them cash, the very first thing I do is I get a notarized letter saying that they said that it's mine. When you take it in to register the car, they're going to want to see that, but you'll get it back. That is title. That is title. They're just giving you a certificate of title saying that that the title is correct. So that is your title to that item. And then once you finish this chain of assignment all the way up to the point where you are showing certified copies of signatures from that original grant to those heirs and assigns forever, and you have that, you can now declare yourself the landowner. You have just forwarded the patent all the way, the grant, all the way to you.
And that's what my letters to the tax assessor say. Vincent Finelli, landowner.
Yes. And they can't, you can, and if you, yeah. So let's talk about this
let's
Friday.
Let's flesh this out. Let's do this Friday, yeah. I've got Herman on hold. He's been on hold for 35 minutes. I look forward to the class on Friday, Greg.
Okay, I'll just stand
well
here
done.
Just in case there's a question.
Sure.
I'll stay on just
I'm put
in case
you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold. Herman, welcome.
Vincent, that was savagely funny, the little comment about Dr. Wiener. I think his small hat was too tight. Look, I want to call this the 60-second school of hard knocks. Gwyneth, I want to talk about MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, because that's where the note and the deed split, which is technically illegal. And on the Real Estate Investment Trust, those are all that were hypothecated, re-hypothecated, all of that. But that's got to be Thursday or Friday. But, you know, I think what Greg was talking about was to get to the bottom of Vince Finelli, landowner, you got to get the land patent. And this is kind of up my stream. And that started from the early 60s, since you mentioned cars, Vincent, when Chrysler was going under before Lee Iacocca came on. I watched my dad sell Chrysler warrants short, and that started me off on my career to become a candy salesman on the school bus, taking all that, the kids' lunch money over to the bank to get silver dimes, you know, that whole story. But the mortgage electronic registration system is something that we need to also go into. There's very little time today, so maybe Friday or Thursday. But one thing also, if you're going to make an extra payment on your mortgage, you must write apply to principal only to knock down that amortized loan. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Absolutely correct. Yeah, and that's what I... And I would do it with a separate check. So when I did that, I used a separate check to apply to the principal separate from the payment that was due. And we paid our 30-year mortgage note down about 10 years.
Yeah, I got a lot more. Maybe another show.
Yeah, very, very good. All right. Gwyneth, thank you so much. Greg, thank you so much. Herman, thank you. And... class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. I just want to mention this very quickly. Class, I am overwhelmed with things I'm working on, tight schedule on the farm. I will not be able to take phone calls. I will not be able to answer emails for a couple days. So keep that in mind. See y'all tomorrow.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.